ask you how you're feeling today, you'd probably say fine. But the last year has given us all reasons to not feel fine. Things like anxiety, depression, stress, and even grief. These are emotions that many of us are feeling right now. But if you're struggling to cope, or these emotions are negatively impacting your life, we can help. Make an appointment with us at 620-342-4864 or visit us online at flinthillshealth.org.
KVOA News Time is 8:28. Newsmaker 2 time here on this Thursday morning. Johnny Leach, the lead spokesman and organizer for No Coast Film Festival, joining us right now with an update.
Johnny, good morning.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Chuck. How you doing this morning?
We are well. How about you?
Oh, doing great. We are so excited. We are about 2 weeks out from the No Coast Film Festival. We're going to be bringing 90 short films from all over the world, September 17th through 19th. We're starting on Friday at 6 p.m. We're going to be opening up with a short film from right here in Emporia. It's directed by Kevin Rabus, cinematography by Dave Liker, and sound by Seth Cuppy. It was shot here at Gravel City Roasters here in Emporia, and it features a couple of Emporia actors. So we're really excited that we can start this Emporia-grown No Coast Film Festival with an Emporia-grown short film.
Nicely done. So who are the Emporia actors, Johnny?
That's going to be Taylor Bisbee and Tyler Lindquist.
Okay.
So coming out to the festival on that opening night, look up on the screen, you might see some people that you know.
You mentioned here about the number of films that are coming in. I'm tracking here on social media, and a lot of the film producers are expressing a lot of excitement for the fact that they're in. Are you surprised by the numbers based on what you had last year and really what you had for the first year of No Coast?
That's the theme with the No Coast Film Fest. We are constantly surprised every year. Our first year, we were on the same weekend as Halfway to Everywhere, which is coming up this weekend, and we were hoping that our two events being together could help try to make both events more successful. And we had over 800 people show up to the No Coast Film Fest during the Halfway to Everywhere festival. And so we decided to split onto separate weekends. Last year, being COVID, you know, of course, was an aberration, but we still got more entries than we had expected. This year, we had three times as many submissions to the festival as we did in our first year. And we were able to choose 90 of those films. They're coming from all across the country and all across the world. And we're constantly amazed at the filmmaker enthusiasm and turnout to put their films into our small festival here in Kansas.
And Johnny Leach, No Coast Film Festival, couple of weeks out here in Emporia. Well, Johnny, this will be hosted by the Granada Theater, correct?
That is correct. We're going to be in person, masks required. We'll have some at the front door in case you forget. And while we're not requiring vaccines, of course, they are strongly encouraged.
Okay. You mentioned here, when I think the last couple of times that we had a chance to talk with you about a month or so ago, and reflecting back on your first answer here with the Emporia presence to get things started, there is a heavy sprinkling of Emporia and area films here as far as No Coast is concerned, correct?
Yes. We've got, as I said, we've got one film that was made entirely by Emporians, featuring Emporia locations. We've also got some area filmmakers, several from Kansas City, Wichita, and the surrounding Lyon County area as well.
But on top of that, too, there's a much larger and now a pretty solidified international reach as well.
That's correct. We're going to have films representing, let's see, I know we have Iran, Italy, Australia, and these are filmmakers who know about our festival and chose to submit to us from all the way across the globe. And that just makes us smile. But we've also got many films from across the United States, filmmakers submitting to the festival, and many of them are going to be coming to Emporia for the festival. So you'll have an opportunity to meet filmmakers from the likes of Los Angeles, New York, coming here for this event.
Johnny, when it comes to the planning now, really, you know, the first 3 years of this event, you know, with this being year three, the planning, it seems like you've had to take different tacks each and every year. Obviously, in person on year one, going to remote only last year, and now here this year. What have the previous 2 years of No Coast planning taught you about what's to come here for year three, and how those 2 years made it a little easier to plan for year three?
Well, the first year, the focus was, can we even make this thing happen? And through the generosity of the Granada Theater and all of our local sponsors, I want to give a big shout-out to Gravel City Roasters, Mulready's Pub, Radius Brewing, Twin Rivers. They've been with us since year one. And we just wanted to see in year one if people would actually show up for this thing, and they did. Last year, putting it online taught us a lot about the technical aspects of it. And it may seem counterintuitive, but it actually is more expensive to run a film festival digitally than it is to put it on face-to-face. This year, we had originally thought that we were going to do a synchronous online streaming and face-to-face event. And then over the summer, things seemed to be getting better vis-a-vis COVID. So those digital plans kind of went by the wayside. And then with the rise of Delta, we were going to go back to it. But getting back to your question, what we learned about doing an online festival last year led us to the decision that we're not going to be doing an online streaming component. And that's not just from our side on the production end, but the filmmakers themselves. We have had filmmakers that have submitted to the festival and said, hey, if this is a face-to-face event, we're all about being in it. But if it's a digital or an online event, we don't really want to show our film in that venue. So we've had to adapt to both the filmmakers, but then also how to make the festival bigger and better. We're looking at the feedback that we get on our film Freeway site about networking possibilities. And so we've really pushed to try to make it a more filmmaker-focused event. We're going to be having a special filmmakers mixer on Friday night to try to increase the value to the filmmakers when they come to the event. And then just more frills, more bonuses, more interesting things that we can have throughout the festival based on what we've seen in years past. We've got two Q&A panels, and that's something that we've never done before.
Johnny Leach, No Coast Film Festival, coming up, their third annual short form film festival, Emporia Granada Theater, September 17th through the 19th. Johnny, you mentioned Granada Theater will be the presenting venue for the Film Fest once again. So how are things lined up for your days as far as segmenting and how the films will be shown? Is there any kind of set times that certain segments will be presented?
Absolutely, yeah. You can see the full schedule on our website at filmfreeway.com. That'll lay out the blocks on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we're going to be opening up with that Emporia Shorts, and we'll go from 6 until 8 on Friday night. Then starting on Sunday, starting again on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 is going to be a family-friendly block, and then that'll be followed by another block of films, documentaries, and then on Saturday night, we're having what we call our After Dark segments. Those are the saucier films that you may not want to bring the kids to. If you go on the website, we've got content warnings that cover every film in the festival, so you know if you want to check out that film or not. That'll be going Saturday night, and then we'll start back up on Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, with another family-friendly block, another two blocks of films after that, and we'll get into our awards ceremony, and then wrap up the festival with the Best of the Fest, where we're showing off the winners from previous years.
Johnny, what are some of the different, I don't want to say genres, but some of the different notable film subjects that are going to be part of the film festival here in a couple of weeks? And I'm putting you on the spot with this, and I know you don't want to leave anything out, but there's got to be a few that at least stand out to you.
Sure. Well, there's so many, it's hard to choose from. We have some documentaries that are Kansas-based, some talking about the geography of the state, but also some dealing with social issues that are unique to our region. And that's all I'll say about that one. If you want to see what I'm talking about, you got to come to the festival. We've also got, well, some of our international films are just fantastic. And if you don't come to an event like this, and when it comes to bringing international short films to the Midwest, I don't know where else you might find it. Being able to see those films, that's a really unique experience. And we don't have a lot of films that are focusing on the past year or two's COVID experience, but there are a lot of films that are addressing important social issues, and that's something, of course, we want to bring those important stories to the festival as well.
And let's talk about regular admission to No Coast, Johnny.
Yeah, no, the festival is, and as far as we're concerned, will always be free. Free general admission. If you would like to get one of our VIP packages, those are $50. Those will be on sale up until midnight on Friday. And the VIP package gets you some select seating up and among the filmmakers. So if you want to rub elbows with them, you can do that with the VIP package. Also comes with a swag bag, gets you a free t-shirt from No Coast, and several items from our sponsors around the community.
Access to that VIP lounge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. Huh?
We're going to have runners that will be taking food and drink orders. So all you have to do, show up, get seated, and enjoy the festival. And we're going to do our best to take care of everything you need with that VIP package.
Outstanding. Johnny, are we missing anything before we have you re-rack everything for the next couple of weeks?
No, I think we covered everything.
Good deal. All right, re-rack it. Let us know about No Coast Film Festival, the dates and times.
All right. No Coast Film Festival, September 17th through 19th, held at the historic Granada Theater here in Emporia, Kansas. We're going to be featuring short films from our community, our region, and across the world. Admission is free. Please come with a mask, but we will have some if you forget yours at home. Starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, then Saturday, 10 a.m. with family-friendly shorts before we get into the rest of our programming. Again on Sunday, starting back up at 10 a.m. with another block of family-friendly shorts, and then getting into the rest of our films, our awards, and the best of the fest. We'll have two live in-person Q&As, so you can talk to the filmmakers, or if you want to support the festival and spend a bit more time with them, we have VIP packages available until Friday, and then we're going to be rolling with our shorts.
There you go. Johnny, thanks. Good job.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, thanks so much, Chuck. Talk to you later.
Yeah, Johnny Leach, No Coast Film Festival. Coming up next week is 17th. Not next weekend, but the weekend after that. 17th through the 19th,
and then go to NoCoastFilmFest.com and get more information here about the No Coast Film Festival. Want to let you know that we've got our Newsmaker 3 coming up in a minute with Emporia Recreation Commission Wellness Supervisor Aaron Hammond updating Corporate Challenge. And we are in the process. Ron, you'd mentioned here about, this is a little bit later on in September, but you'd mentioned about the Emporia Lions Club with the big Redbud giveaway coming up September 15th and possibly on the 18th. We should be having Gary Post on for the 13th, the Newsmaker, at that point in time. We're in the process of finalizing that as we speak.
All right, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864. Flint Hills Community Health Center. Good morning, it's 8:41.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida leaving parts of New York and New Jersey devastated.